This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Great music, great shows, great radio.
That's so Joy.
Radiothon 2014 is here. Have you sorted out your Joy membership?
Join your favourite shows as we celebrate a week of amazing radio and raise much needed funds to keep Joy out proud and loud.
We may be on air, but we don't run on air.
Your Joy membership supports the community with great radio, uplifting music, and benefits you personally with invites to member only events and prizes all year round.
Sign up or renew today and you'll have the chance to win one of our major prizes, a total prize pool of $36,000 up for grabs.
That's so Joy.
Keep Australia's first and only LGBTI radio station on air. Call 1300 JOY 949 or visit joy.org.au.
Thanks to our Radiothon prize supporters, Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Visit Craig Howard and his award-winning team at Mercedes-Benz Berwick, only 23 minutes from the Burnley Tunnel. nbberwick.com.au.
Olivia Cruises,
providing great cruise, resort and adventure vacations for lesbians. Visit olivia.com.
Oaks Hotels and Resorts.
Visit oakshotelsresorts.com.
Craig's Royal Hotel.
Experience the legend. Visit craigsroyal.com.au.
Velo Electric and Folding.
Melbourne's premier folding and electric bike shop. veloelectric.com.au.
1300 569 949 or joy.org.au. That's so Joy. Radiothon 2014.
That's so Joy!
You're inside the Sound Museum tonight with Jono and Leo, your inside guide to the music industry. It's a radiothon special. Become a member or renew your membership. Call 1300 JOY 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
Now, hey Leo, we love having guests on the Sound Museum, and tonight we've got a guest that's flown in, especially all the way from the UK. She has had a number one single over there and an album which has hit the charts as well. Please welcome to Joy 4.9,
Gabrielle Applin.
Hello.
Welcome to Joy. Now, it's our radiothon this week, so it's a very, very exciting time for our radio station. And you were in Australia last year supporting Ed Sheeran.
Yes, I was.
Your first time to Australia. How was that for you?
It was amazing. He's a friend of mine, so it was nice to tour in a very relaxed way, and it was just my first time here. It just felt like a little holiday where I had to play a gig.
Have you got a memory of that trip, a best memory?
No. Just lots of playing. I mean, it was the first time I did a really, really big support show. He was playing these huge arenas, so that the whole experience was massive.
Because, of course, you started out, you're recording music at home, uploading the clips to YouTube, and you must have sort of had dreams about launching a successful career. So, I mean, are you now living the dream?
Well, kind of. I mean, for me, I just wanted to work in music regardless. I mean, I kind of wanted to either be a songwriter or a producer or work at a label or do anything. So I kind of just took every opportunity as it came, and I feel like I'm having just so much fun, and I just kind of want to keep developing it, really.
Because your parents got your first guitar at age 11.
Yeah.
Right. So how did you get into songwriting and singing?
So I was actually really, really interested in just writing in general before that happened. And I loved creative writing and poetry and stuff. And I discovered Joni Mitchell and kind of Leonard Cohen. And I realized they kind of put music to words and their poetry to music. And I was teaching myself piano and teaching myself the guitar. And I realized that I could put the two together. And that's kind of how I started songwriting. And I just loved creating something that no one else had created. Like, I liked doing my own little thing.
Going from being sort of the unknown girl next door and uploading your own clips to sort of suddenly becoming a number one selling singer-songwriter, what's been the biggest challenge personally between the two?
Do you know, I don't really find any. I'm quite a quiet person, and when I keep myself to myself, and I just my life hasn't changed at all apart from the fact that I just get to come to Australia come and do radio stage.
It's not all champagne and limousines yet.
No. I'm really bad drinker. Like, two drinks and I'm done.
Okay.
Me too. Yeah, so
I'm really bad.
No champagne and limousines for me.
Yeah, he is bad.
Because you started as an independent artist, and now you're signed to a label. Doing it so long independently, then signed to a label, were you like, okay, I can relax a bit now? now and they can do all the work? Or was it like, no, well, I'm going to still remain in control? And what's that been like for you as a bit of a transition project for you?
Well, for me, I mean, I kind of set up a little entity which was kind of like a label just to release my own music. Mm. And that kind of did well enough for me to actually have resources as an indie label all myself anyway. And when I wanted to kind of take things to the next level, and for the loads of things I wanted to do, I needed funding. And there was no point of me signing to an independent label when I already kind of had one in that sense. I waited until I'd really established what I wanted to do and I could prove that it was working. And I just met loads and loads of teams. And the great thing, I signed to Parlophone and they were really, really great. And I just really loved how they agreed with everything I wanted to do and they just let me get on with it. And so they basically just funded what I wanted to do and really, really bought some really great ideas. And the way I worked and the way I created stuff still remained the exact same, just with a few extra people.
You're on Joy 94.9 Inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo. More with Gabrielle next. Remember, it is our radiothon and we want you to become a Joy member. You can do that by calling 1300-JOY-949 or visiting us online at joy.org.au. Time for some music, Leo, and I think we need to play the track. This is gorgeous.
Is no introduction. This is the gorgeous The Power of Love on Joy.
I'm Gabra Aplin. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station this radiothon. Call 1300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry sound museum with myself, Leo and Jono tonight. It's our radiothon special. Call 1300-JOY-949. Sign up online at joy.org.au. Now, Jono, we love supporting local and overseas talent, new talent here on the sound museum. And we always try and play a track at least once on the show. And that track, The Power of Love, we played back in December 2012 when we did our UK chart roundup.
And here we've got Gabrielle in studio with us.
Hey.
Hey, no, everyone's obviously looking for their big break in the music industry when they start. And I guess a lot of people nowadays are using your reality TV shows to do that. I guess your career really took off when that song was used in the John Lewis commercials and on the UK soap. How did all that come about?
Just came about, really. I'm a massive fan of the adverts. I mean, I had already had my first single in place and it was all going very well. And I think the good thing about doing the advert was that it reached an audience that I wouldn't have reached otherwise. It was just kind of the people who sat at home watch TV audience kind of. So, you know, it was nice to just reach out to more people. And I was a big fan of the adverts and I actually didn't get asked to do it. And I was like, don't worry, I'll do it one day. One day it will happen. Yep. And it was 2 days before the deadline. And I was like, they haven't asked me. And I knew it was the deadline. But then they emailed very late on a Saturday. I went and recorded it on the Sunday. And then I handed it in on Monday.
Did you ever expect it to be so huge?
No. Well, I mean, I didn't expect it to not be. I just didn't have any expectations at all. I was just so happy to be a part of it because I was such a fan of the advert.
Because Holly Johnson is the lead singer of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and he's openly gay as well. Now, I hear that he sent you a lovely note.
Yeah, he sent me some really lovely messages. He just wished me well, and he was really happy that I did it, and he just said he liked the song. So, yeah, it was lovely.
And he wrote the song, so you're probably thinking, cha-ching!
Yeah, like, he can't complain, right?
Yeah. Hey, your debut album, English Rain, reached number 2 in the UK charts.
Yeah.
I want to know a bit about the process for recording and producing this album. Did you kind of write all the songs at once, or were some of them songs that you'd had floating around for a while? Or
yeah, I mean, because it was my first album, I could have had any song on there that I'd written across my whole life to that point. So some of them were about 5 years old when I released the album. Some of them were a few months old when I released the album. It was just a really big collection of all the things I'd done guess.
And so, yeah, this leads on to my next question. Do you write from personal experience? Your own or other people's?
Mine and other people's, like just experiences that I know about and that have happened. I mean, if I don't know about something, I can't really write about it. But I've started kind of making up my own little situations to write about now.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Things that you want to happen or things that have happened?
Just things. I mean, like sometimes I want to write a song, but I have nothing to write about. So I'll make something up. It's really fun. I really like setting myself little challenges and little briefs.
But a number one single for The Power of Love and a number two album in the UK, how's one celebrate that?
How did I celebrate? I just remember going to a little bar, and actually I know I said it wasn't all champagne, but we just went to a champagne bar. And that was the first time. And then my manager took me for a pie. I like pie. And that was the end
of
it.
Great
so
pies
rock
here
and
in
roll.
We have great pies here in Australia.
Tell me about
We'll talk after this.
Okay.
The song Salvation's also been used on our X Factor TV promo. The Power of Love was, of course, used on TV. It's kind of a smart thing to use TV as a platform for your music now, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be good if you could just do it, if it was that accessible. I mean, I was very lucky. Channel 7 and one of the guys at Channel 7 has been very, very good to me. And just he's a fan and he was just really helping me out, so... He's been doing that, I think. I think that was him.
Shall we do some quick fire questions? All right. Your first CD that you ever bought?
My first CD?
Mm, or first record or tape? Or?
Think it was S Club 7.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Because
I had things given to me. So I had loads of great albums given to me, but that's the first one I spent my own money on.
You know what? They came here as a three piece.
Yeah, recently, right?
Yes, Club 3.
I don't even want... I've heard about it. I don't want to see the videos or anything.
Oh, my God.
My heart would break.
How many requests have you had from people wanting you to sing The Power of Love at their wedding?
I sang it at someone's wedding recently, actually.
Okay.
Whose wedding was that?
A guy called Jason. He works at Radio 1 in the UK, and he invited me, and he's very nice.
The song from your new album which you most like to perform live?
Oh, on my album... probably How Do You Feel Today? I feel like I really get to use my voice. And it was the newest one on the album, actually, the one I kind of wrote closest to the time of releasing it. So that kind of points more towards the new stuff I'm doing and stuff that I hopefully put on my next album. So I still feel like it's really new and really fresh for me.
Which female and male singer would you love to duet with?
Male, probably John Mayer. Or unless it was kind of an on-stage thing. I don't think I'd like to record with him, but I'd love to play live with like Bruce Springsteen and his amazing band.
Mm.
And female, I don't know. Probably someone ridiculous and amazing, like Lady Gaga or something. Imagine I can imagine singing live with her and like the production and everything would be ridiculous.
The costumes.
I just want to wear one of her costumes, that's all.
You performed at the infamous DIY nightclub in London last year. If you had to record a camp cover to perform, a camp classic, what would you do?
Oh.
Something really, really camp and unexpected and fabulous.
Simon,
yeah, looking for me.
I've done loads of little things. What have I sang recently? What did you do last night at karaoke?
Simon sings.
Simon took me to karaoke last night.
What did you sing?
I don't know which ones are camp songs or not. I might tell you what I did, and you'll be like, did I want to dance
really
with somebody?
Song.
That's a good one.
Song.
Whitney Houston.
What's your karaoke song?
That's a good one.
My karaoke song is Everything I Do by Bryan Adams.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love that song.
And you would do that amazingly.
Power ballads, off I go. It was great.
Hey, we have loved having you in here at 94.9 tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All the best for the rest of the Australia tour.
Thank you.
And come back and see us sometime soon.
Definitely.
Now, the album's out, isn't it? It's called English Rain in stores and online right now. And the new single, Salvation?
Salvation.
I just saw the video to that. I was coming back from Auckland last week.
Yeah.
And I was on the plane. I was a bit tired and everything. Going through those music videos and stuff. I watched this beautiful video, just you dancing and you've got a tattoo on your arm.
Yeah.
What does that say?
We
can't see it, obviously, because you've got
a
shirt on.
It's a quote from a poem called The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot.
Okay.
Yes.
Very Does it mean big. Something to you?
It's just my favourite piece of writing in the whole wide world. But like, it's huge. It's a massive long piece. Yeah. And I actually wanted the line after it, but I had to cut it short because he said my arms wouldn't look big enough. He said I had to go to the gym. So I'll go to the gym, make my arms bigger, and then get the rest of the sentence.
Hey, I think we should finish by playing another track from the album, Leo. Please don't say you love me, because I might not say it back. Doesn't mean my heart stops skipping when you look at me like that. There's no need to worry when you see just where we're at. Just please don't say you love me, cause I might not say it back. Just please don't say you love me, cause I might not say it back. Picture this. You're a 15-year-old alone in your bedroom. You're questioning your sexuality and you don't know who to turn to. You turn on the radio, and for the first time, you hear a voice talking about how wonderful it is to be part of the LGBTIQ community, and suddenly, you don't feel alone anymore. Joy 94.9 connects, represents, and celebrates our diverse community on radio, online, and streaming via the Joy app. No matter where you are right now, become a member or donate for Joy's 2014 Radiothon. Head to joy.org.au and click on the membership tab. That's So Joy 2014 Radiothon. Help support the radio station that supports our global LGBTIQ community.
That's So Joy!
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.